begins, I don't know why, it ends pretty much, or it begins the same way it ended, a mel of a hess for this nation. I watch markets throughout the day, not paying momentary attention to it. I mean, why bother? In the overall scheme of things, to be honest with you, what the markets do, I've almost long since lost interest in. Why? Because it's ridiculous. It means little. Like much of what is going on in the political realm in this country today, there's nothing truthful about the markets. Oh, you see headlines, market overview. Risk doesn't pay. U.S. companies make big bet on natural gas boom. Well, they should. There's plenty of gas and hot air emanating from the orifices of 530-some-odd elected idiots residing in Washington, D.C. Rick Perry's got wishful thinking, but his idea of making senators and congressmen part-time employees sounds real good, but it's nothing more than an election year foreplay. That's what it is. Good evening and welcome to a Monday night installment of Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. I'm your host and commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett. You're listening to us live this fifth day of December 2011. Speaking of life, liberty, and all that jazz, you want to go have some real fun? Go to the website tonight, republictradinggroupinternational.com. Scroll down until you see that life, liberty, and all that jazz video. Oh, it's enough just to tick a few folk off. We don't really care. We deserve some laughs on this earth once in a while. There's not a lot to laugh about other than making fun of politicians. But then they make a mockery of the entire country. They make a mockery of the Constitution. They make a mockery of the laws of the land. Why shouldn't we make fun of them? They certainly make fun of us each day when they go to work. Stay with us. We'll be back with you in just a few moments after these very important messages from our sponsors.
Put out that fire. You're the lover I have waited for. You're the mate that fate had me created for.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It is. I got to tell you, it is a relief. It is a relief to have the break come along and have some brand new commercials running. And, it's about time. Jeff Bennett here for the next 40-odd minutes, 50-odd minutes. And, I'm tired. A lot of stuff going on. Man, it got cold. Got down near freezing here. Desert last night. I expect we'll get some, and I'll get some plants wiped out again this year. But they're very hardy, and they grow back, fuller and thicker and better than ever. Markets today were what they were. Dow Jones Industrial was up a whopping 78 points. To close above 12,000 again, 12,098. NASDAQ up 29 at 26.56. S&P 500 was up 13 at 12.57. Global Dow off a point at 18.57. Oil down 42 cents. But you know what? What's the difference? It's at $100.55 a barrel. Yes, sirree, Bob. Metals took a bit of a hammering today. I guess I just don't get it. I read so darn much. Tweet. Top column I put up was kind of an interesting one I came across very early this morning. Silver will be the first element in the periodic table to become extinct, shooting its price per ounce past gold. Home prices will continue to plunge. 2013 will be the worst year for foreclosures in history. We're not even at 2012 yet. I mean, we're days away, but or weeks away. And they're saying by 2013 it's going to get that much worse. Another headline, we're already in the second Great Depression. We just don't realize it yet. And our cartoon jazz video, and Mike, number one, I got your email. I'm glad you enjoyed going back to the cowbells again. Mike sent me a jazz video last week of the Andrews Sisters from the Abbott and Costello movie called Buck Privates. The Andrews Sisters singing probably one of their biggest hits, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. I remember sending Mike back an email saying, oh, you have no idea what can of worms you opened. Today's video is from 1941. Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. It is a cartoon. You'll laugh your butt off watching it. Also an article about pennies, which I found apropos because when I posted it, I think yesterday, maybe late last night, I don't remember when, I happened to be in a parking lot yesterday, and I saw a penny, and I leaned down and picked it up, and I could tell right away what it was. Copper. Pure copper penny. Not like the, you know, the 1 cent pieces we have today. Lincoln's picture on the front, a really butt ugly shield on the back. Oh, they're so shiny and pretty. Ain't no copper in them. There's zinc. Go ahead. Take a pair of gardening shears, pruning shears, real pruning shears. Cut that penny open. See, it just looks like crushed aluminum beer cans on the inside. And they'd probably be worth more if they were aluminum. But they're not. There has been a major move to get rid of pennies for a long time, but I think that due to economic issues, we're going to find some cutbacks. I think we're going to eventually see pennies gone. I think everything is going to be rounded to the nearest penny, up or down. I think we're going to see nickels eventually be completely overhauled. The metallic value of both cents, well, not cents anymore, but nickels, is far greater than what the face value of the coin is, but it is illegal to, for you and I to melt them down. Go look at the cartoon. You'll get a kick out of it, Mike. You know, we are 35 months into, nearly 35 months into the Obama residency, reneging recently on one of his campaign promises, which, of course, is no surprise. Obama recently lifted a ban on the slaughtering of horses for use as food. Food, mind you. Well, I remember when it happened because I made some comment about Obama must have gotten the idea by watching his wife bend over the Thanksgiving Day table and slice the turkey or serve it or whatever she was doing. I remember some years ago there were a lot of questions raised about the type of meat that was being used in fast food restaurants, and there was some complaints that some of it was kangaroo meat, and maybe some of it was horse meat, and of course you couldn't do this, but here's Obama lifting a ban on the slaughtering of horses for use as food. Can you imagine your kid getting a My Little Dog food toy under the Christmas tree? Is going to be less than thrilled. Obama may well become the new boogeyman of the 21st century. That's funny. Go watch the cartoon. Can you imagine a parent saying, you better be good or the Obama man will get you? He'll come riding in on his skeleton horse wearing that big old smile of his and tax you to death. And a little kid says, oh, no, Mama, not the Obama man. I'll be good, I promise. Well, in a more serious vein, we who like to think of ourselves as grown-ups have a real Obama man to deal with. And as far as scary goes, he makes the boogeyman look like an also-ran. We got a man sitting in the White House that we, the people, know almost nothing about. Now, that's pretty darn scary. Who, may I ask, is Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Hussein Obama, a.k.a. Bari Shabazz, a.k.a. Harrison J. Bunnell, a.k.a. Ray J. Johnson, Jr.? Oh, you can call me Ray, or you can call me Ray J., but you doesn't have to, or you can call me Junior, or you can call me Johnny, but you doesn't have to call me Johnson. Well, I'm kidding with that name, but the point is that nobody really knows who Obama is. And what's more, it's reached the point that Nobody cares. If the mass media, the U.S. Congress, and state legislatures are anything to go by, nobody cares. Their attitude says, heck, put any Tom, Dick, or Harriet in the White House. We couldn't care less. Such an attitude, needless to say, is not what one hopes for from we the people's media watchdogs and government representatives. The dismissive demeanor shown by these people toward legitimate concerns about Obama's past history is, at best, cowardly, and at worst, treasonous. Once again, I commented sometime during the course of the programming last week that there's a piece that's come out now that raises very serious questions. There ain't no woman that's ever set forward to admit she dated this cat. But then if they had any brains, they shouldn't be wanting to admit it. You see, an ever-increasing number of Americans are insisting that the emperor has no clothes. In other words, the Obama man has no past. But the media and politicians are stuck on stupid with their narrative shtick of, oh, he's fully clothed and quite gloriously so, we might add. You must be crazy to disagree. Well, hello there, Sapphire, but we the people done begs to differ. More and more folks each day are demanding some answers. The Republic Rats, or GOP, or gross old party, or whatever they call themselves, they should show that their failure and at times outright collusion in failing to vet Obama did not and will not go unnoticed. Both the left and right sides of the political spectrum stink the high hell of fraud, corruption, cowardice, and duplicity. We the people, in some respects, are taking it to the streets, state by state, insisting that this time our representatives perform due diligence in vetting Obama's eligibility to sit on the pot. Oh, I mean to be POTUS. Oh, come on. Don't point to Obama's autobiography, Dreams of My Father, as being any sort of reliable guide to Obama's past. Well, we got a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Jack Caishill, Bill Ayers, Saul Alinsky, and some of the rest of the groupies of Obama. Stay with us, won't you?
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, my friends. With Chris Bode to bring us back out from the break. A little surprise piece of music we're going to go for coming out of the bottom of the hour. Speaking moments ago about Obama's so-called autobiography, what unknown individual winds up putting out two autobiographies before the age of 40-something or whatever, before anybody who knows who he is? The name of the book was Dreams from My Father. It sounded like his daddy was around too long to know what the heck dreams from his daddy were. Of course, Jack Cashel did a slam dunk debunking of that book some time ago. Cashel and others reached the conclusion that domestic terrorist Bill Ayers played a role in writing Obama's so-called biography. You know, that's kind of like Ted Sorensen, his part in writing JFK's Profiles in Courage. God only knows what is factual, what is not, what was left out, and what was inserted. Of course, the media are eager to inform us of vague reports from suspect sources concerning what may or may not have occurred years ago involving one Herman Cain, while they blatantly ignore the obvious, undeniable fact that the past history of the current occupant of the White House remains under lock and key. Inaccessible to we the people. Apparently it's none of our damn business who runs the country. Who is this guy? The media and our representatives obviously do not want we the people to know. They cover up Obama's past better than they gloss over the desperate plight of America's snowballing numbers of poor and homeless, and that's saying something. Of course, you got to give a few kudos to, for the first time in years, to 60 Minutes for their segments on the homeless in Central Florida, an all-too-rare piece of real journalism from the mainstream media. 60 Minutes has done some other pretty brilliant things lately, exposing the fraud in Congress, how our elected officials are able to use insider information to invest in various different stocks and securities and reap the benefits thereof. I will share with you, even on top of all of this, the economic devastation is nationwide. It's growing worse.
What has that got to do with what you just talked about?
60 Minutes, the homeless in Central Florida. All I can tell you is what little we know of the Obama man is frightening enough. But as outrage upon outrage against the Republic piles up and the economy lurches ever nearer to catastrophic failure, need to open the closet door and confront what is there has become essential. Truth might set us free, or the truth might enslave us. We'll talk more about that on Wednesday when Roger Sales returns to the airwaves with us. Thanks to Roger for jumping in with a couple of programs last week. Hopefully we won't have the same kind of problems, technically speaking, this week. I look at all these things. I look at the lifting of the ban on the slaughtering of horses for use as food. Who are they going to feed that food to? The homeless in Central Florida? The incarcerated prisoners in our jails and prisons around the country? Are they going to get it as the latest variety of chili? Roadkill? I don't know. Years ago, I remember having conversations with people discussing the fact that elderly in this country were, in many respects, they were, in fact, eating dog food and cat food right out of a can. Nobody ever thought we'd get to this point. In excess of 45 million people living on food stamps. Terrible thing is, they're not even food stamps. Oh, that won't offend me, Neil. Don't kid yourself. They get debit cards today, little credit card type things. They're Visas or MasterCards, depending, and they get these things and they get to swap it for food, except what they're doing is swapping the food money for drugs. Lord knows what else. Unbelievable. And so we enter another week. We are now approximately 11 months away from the presidential election of 2012. You heard me, 11 months away. It's no longer over a year. Now it's less than 11 months. Got a couple primaries coming up in less than a month. Awful lot of discussion about little Newty get rich, but one of the things I noticed is that many people are beginning to discuss Newt. I saw it, man. Hey, stick around. We'll be back in a few minutes. Talk a little bit about the Constitution. Why not? Politicians can. Why can't I?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Blue, come blow your horn, or we'll come and get you as sure as you're born. Well, what do you know? I've been drafted. But I won't go. They can't do this to me. I'll show them. I got friends. Yeah, I've got influence. Get back my clothes. I left this on the best of my life. Let go of my thumb, or I'll bust you in the nose. I won't wear it. You can't put that stuff on me.
Oh,
let me
out
of here.
Get out of there. Boy, that's just... This is so offensive. Just so horribly offensive. Go watch it. You'll get to hear the music. Boogie Woogie Boogle Boy. 1941. Cartoons. Well, Judge Napolitano has become, to some degree, more and more somebody that people want to listen to. I get nervous, though, when somebody comes out that continues to say the right things over and over and over. After a while, I become so jaded that I wonder, what's his real agenda? What kind of a judge was Andrew P. Napolitano? I sure hope he's no relationship to the Secretary of Homeland Security. But that's another story. Last week, the Republic Trading Group, I believe I published a video clip of Napolitano. But I got to tell you, I got so many different websites going on that I forget which ones I published what to. No, looks like it wasn't there. Must have been over at FederalObserver.com. The fact of the matter is that it doesn't matter. Napolitano, in some respects, probably speaks to a specific size audience. It's an audience that I think many of us like to believe we're a part of. But I think we question it. I'm trying to find this thing, Chuck Woolery on the budget cuts. The guy used to be a game show host, right? Simply amazing. What if? What if is a video of Napolitano that I posted at FederalObserver.com discusses in specific the government war on its people. from his ongoing series, The Plain Truth. Yeah, it's over at federalobserver.com. It's published on November the 27th, so it currently is on page 2. You go to page 1, you scroll to the bottom, it says older entries, you flip, you click on it, and you go back. Today's one of those days that working on trying to put a program together. Oh, I know so many of you tune in because you got to hear them economic news. What for? Why? Bang, kicking my whole office down. Why is it important to listen to broadcasters sit here for 5-6 hours in a row discussing what you already know is true? You ain't got enough money to do it. You're having a hard time feeding your family. You're having a tough time keeping your vehicles in fuel. Because it's so darn expensive. Lord help you if you have young children that are involved with school and school projects and the whole nine yards. Well, you like the tune, my brother? Go to the website and look at it. It's even funnier looking at the video. And so when I begin to work on all this stuff, I come across the latest column by Napolitano. Ron Paul, known as Dr. No, who is, I'm no big fan of. I've never made any arguments about that because I think overall he's a one-issue candidate. Well, that candidate theoretically is the Constitution, but the thing that he pushes the most is ending the Fed, the criminality, the Federal Reserve, how it has had played such a great part in destroying this once great republic. Napolitano asks the question, what if the Constitution no longer applied? What if the whole purpose of the Constitution was to limit the government? What if Congress's enumerated powers in the Constitution no longer limited Congress, but were actually used as justification to extend Congress's authority over every realm of human life? What if the president, now, when I use the terms the president, I don't speak of Barack Obama. We talk about presidents in general. Obama, to me, is just merely a resident for reasons we brought up earlier in this program. But what if the president, meant to be an equal to Congress, has become a democratically elected term-limited monarch? What if the president assumed everything he did was legal just because he is the president? Yeah, sure enough, he's going to get himself a 17-day all-expense-paid vacation to the Hawaiian Islands. Yep. Oh, he pays for the lodging for his wife and children, or the state does, but it's insanity. Who pays for all the reporters? Who pays for all the other stuff? 17-day vacation. This cat's had more vacations in 4 months than I've had in the last 40 years. Come on. He's working so hard. What if the president could interrupt your regularly scheduled radio and television program for a special message from him? What if he could declare war on his own? What if he could read your emails and texts without a search warrant? What if he could kill you without warning? What if the rights and principles guaranteed in the Constitution have been so distorted in the past 200 years as to be unrecognizable by the founders? What if the states were mere provinces of a totally nationalized and fully centralized government? Provinces.
That's what they use in China. Qingdao province.
But the Constitution were amended stealthily. Not by constitutional amendments duly passed by the states, but by the constant and persistent expansion of the federal government's role in all of our lives. What if the federal government decided whether its own powers were proper and constitutional? What if you needed a license from the government to speak, to assemble, or to protest the government itself? What if the right to keep and bear arms only applied to the government? What if posse comitatus, you know, the law that prohibits our military from our streets, what happens if it was no longer in effect? What if the government considered the military an adequate dispenser of domestic law enforcement? What if the police looked and acted like troops, and you could not distinguish military from police? What if federal agents could write their own search warrants in defiance of the Constitution? What if the government could decide when you weren't entitled to a jury trial? What if the government could take your property whenever it wanted? What if the government could continue prosecuting you until you got the verdict it wanted? What if the government could force you to testify against yourself simply by labeling you a domestic terrorist? What if the government could torture you until you said what the government wanted to hear? What if people running for president actually supported torture? What if the government tortured your children to get to you? What if the government could send you to your death and your innocence meant nothing so long as the government's procedures were followed? Would you well do it? What if America's prison population, the largest in the world, was the result of a cruel and unusual way for a country to be free? What if half the prison population never harmed anyone but themselves? What if the people had no rights except those the government chose to let them have? What if the states had no rights except to do as the federal government commanded? What if our elected officials didn't really live among us, but all instead had their hearts and their homes in Washington, D.C.? What if government could strip you of your rights because of where your mother was when you were born? What if the income tax was unconstitutional? What if the government tried to ban you from using a substance older than the government itself? What if voting didn't mean anything anymore because both political parties stood for big government? What if the government could write any law, regulate any behavior, tax any event? Constitution be damned. What if the government was the reason we do not have a constitution any longer? What if you could love your country but hate what the government has done to it? What if Thomas Jefferson was right? What if that government is best which governs least? What if I am right? and the government is wrong. What if it is dangerous to be right when the government is wrong? What if it is dangerous to be right when the government is wrong? What if it's better to perish fighting for freedom than live as a slave? What if freedom's greatest hour of danger is now? Something pretty powerful to think about. Those words from Judge Andrew P. Napolitano. What if? Feats, do your duty. Those, my friends, are scary things to consider. Ty sent me an email, said that the judge's agenda, I'm assuming he's speaking of Napolitano here, is to keep the status quo of the current system. Greg, it's not a matter of sounding plain foolish. My commentary was not whether horses were slaughtered. It's whether it's Obama with his continued flip-flopping. Nothing ever seems to go to Congress anymore. Congress no longer matters, Greg. No, I don't know anything about horse slaughter. I don't admit to that. Yes, it is a humane alternative to abandonment. I would go for that. That does not offend me at all. But you missed the whole point of it. It had less to do with the slaughtering of horses. And this is the problem. And I'm not finding fault with you, Greg. It's very common. When I'm sharing a commentary on the air, there's a particular point to the essays and the writings of whomever. And we choose the areas out of those essays that maybe we're involved with, that we have understanding of. And we miss sight of what the entire commentary was about. The issue of the slaughtering of horses was not the focal point of the commentary. Most of the rest of you are sitting out there saying, what in the hell is he talking about? Doesn't matter. Greg knows what I'm talking about. Today's one of those days that I'm nodding off. I badly need rest. I look forward to it. Stay with us. We'll be back with some final comments in just a few moments.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. No, actually, I wasn't sleeping. I was looking at some emails that came in. Interesting new column by Vox Day. I've not read his stuff in quite a while. Very, very interesting cat. Republicans now have two choices. According to Day, they can either put forward Ron Paul as a candidate who's committed to address the financial and economic problems facing the nation, or they can put forward a candidate who will do little more than ensure Republicans bear the blame for the economic collapse of the country. Ron Paul may be considered a long shot in the general election, although not any longer than Gingrich, but when you're facing fourth and long on your own 20, there's no time left in the clock. Trying to play it safe is the very riskiest thing you can do. Aaron Rodgers didn't play it safe yesterday. He kicked some rumpus in the last minutes. And when, in the words of Newt Rockne, or the Gipper, when the chips were down, well, Aaron Rodgers won one for the pack, along with the rest of his team. Hello, Lambeau. By the way, the Green Bay Packers, for those of you who give a rip, I believe in, as of tomorrow, are going to be making initial public offerings of some public stock that's going to be available for sale. Now, I'm not into sports all that big, and I'm certainly not a huge stock buyer. I'm almost tempted to buy 10 shares of this stuff. It's $25 a copy, and just sit on it. But then who knows? Maybe I'll be throwing my money away, because I don't think that the world as we know it's going to last long enough to get another two or three Super Bowls on down the road. But maybe that's not fair either, because that's one of the few endeavors that people just continue to pour their shekels into, whether they can afford to eat or not. They buy into football. They buy into basketball. Hallelujah, Christmas Day coming, and the basketball season going to be revitalized. Who cares? Simply amazing to me. We reach near the end of our time today. It has been an unusual program. I thank you for sharing your valuable time with me throughout the course of this hour. Working on some things for tomorrow. We'll kind of address it when we get there. Wednesday, of course, Roger will be rejoining us. Give you all the latest updates on the book. I'm not sure if the current website's got anything, but I did receive a couple of emails from him while we were on the air today. And we're going to be addressing the book at length this coming Wednesday and let you know how you're finally going to be able to get a hold of a copy of it. Looks like that's it. I got about an hour to get some rest, and I got to get back to work. So you take care of yourselves, and Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow without apology. I am out of here, Jack.
And your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you. Yes, I got you. I got you. And all that jazz.